Morning. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Eloise. How may I assist you?
Hi. My husband has received an email indicating that you are sending some builds, I guess is what you call them, right? And I have a question about a different – we also have two charges on our credit card, and I'm not sure what one of them is for. So I'm calling to see what the story is, frankly.
Okay. Do you have the customer account number?
I do. It is 372-649-20-001.
Okay, thank you. May I have the name of the account as well as the shipping address, please?
My name is Michael Beal, and the shipping address is 11 Sachem Drive in Middletown, Connecticut.
Thank you. And the email address as well, please?
I believe it's mmbeal@snet.net.
Okay, thank you. For the DeLorean buildup, the most recent one on the kits was processed on March 31st for $150.20.
$150?
60.
Oh, 60. Okay.
Let me see what date it was actually charged.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Wait a minute. Yeah, I have that. It was charged today. Well, I don't know when it was charged, but it's posted today as pending.
Okay.
But he also has another charge on April that was posted on April 8th for $17.40. I have no idea what that is.
Okay. So I'll be checking for that as well. One moment. I'm just waiting on my computer.
Sure.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you. Okay, so he says for the 160, it did post on the 14th. It was paid to us on the 14th. Okay, and for the other charge, as part of the DeLorean build-up, you're also enrolled to receive the manager specials. They do send an announcement prior to having it processed. If you don't let us know that you want to have it skipped or canceled, it does the process is scheduled. So the 1740 is for the out-of-time Blu-ray.
The what is it called? Out-of-town what?
Out-of-time Blu-ray.
Oh, out-of-time. Yeah. Blu-ray, what is that? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I believe it's like a CD that is sent to you.
Okay, I don't think he ever got any such prior email. And we've had this issue before, frankly, where he does not get emails telling him that this is coming or it's an option to opt out or something. It's an out of time.
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray?
Yes.
Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. And that's right. We do have the correct email. You may just have to add the email. But if you also want to opt out of...
My dilemma, frankly, is that he got one yesterday. Yesterday, telling him that he's getting this $160 worth of build-ups. So, can you tell when that email would have been sent for the 4-8 charge of $17.40?
Yes.
I'm in his email as we speak, so perhaps I can see something.
Okay. If I get it pulled up, I'll be able to see what data was emailed.
I'm looking at his 4-8 emails. He's got a lot of stuff, but no DeLorean or Eagle Moss or anything like that.
It was sent out on March 18th.
March 18th?
Yes.
Well, let's look and see. Here's some other March things. Nope, I don't see anything. Let's look here just because I'm curious. No, it's not in his trash either, and he has February emails that were trashed, so it wouldn't have been deleted yet. Well, let's look in the spam just because. I'm curious, although I don't know why it would do that, but frankly, sometimes these things don't make any sense to me. March 18th. Okay, so here's March 18th spams. And there's no such thing. And he goes back to March 12th on spam. So it would be here. He wouldn't have deleted one and not the others. So he doesn't have any email saying this is an option to opt out. So can it be returned? I don't even know what it is, frankly, and he'll have to decide that. But can it be returned?
Yes. Once you receive it, you decide you don't want to keep it. You just need to pay the shipping and handling to return it. And as long as it is received within the 30 days, the
30 days of what? We haven't gotten it yet. So April 8th, that's a week. Okay.
Yes,
sir. Within 30 days of him receiving it, is that what the deal is?
Yes.
Receipt was emailed on 3/18. Can you tell what might be a next? This is called the manager special. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Can you tell when the next manager special might be popping up? Because if he's not getting them, he needs to pay attention, or somebody needs to pay attention.
They're announced about every 3 to 4 months.
Okay, manager special. Okay, and now I have a question about the email that he does have, the $160 charge that we have. That shows that he is getting billed 24 through 36 minus 25. What's the status of 25?
Check. I'm pulling up what we have. Just one moment. I don't have any update currently of what that is, but normally if it is shipped, it may be out of stock. Once it's back in stock, it will be incorporated in the next shipment or once available.
And will it be shipped automatically, or do I have to call and say, where is it?
No, it's shipped automatically.
Really?
It won't be like just that one separate. It would be
theoretically in the next batch of buildups.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's great. But I have to tell you that when I spoke with somebody prior to this, because there's a lot of stuff here, it says that on March 3rd that I need to call, that she told me when I spoke with her that a different one was out of stock and wasn't really sure when it would be in stock, and Eaglemoss would ship around that, but I would need to call repeatedly to find out when that particular one was out of stock. So what you're saying is completely contradictory to that.
Well, did you request to have it skipped?
No. When I spoke, then I did, and frankly, then when I spoke with Kalisha on the 24th of March, the discussion was hold everything until everything is in stock. And actually, he has no, he's, there's, you're, not, you know, I keep saying you, I know it's not you, but he doesn't have issue number 23. That was never shipped to him. His last shipment went, that he received in March, was till 22. So he has no 23 either.
Okay. And so actually he's checking on the items that have been requested to been skipped. It is item 23 and 25 are currently skipped. So the if the system doesn't do it automatically, and
why are 23 is skipped also, because is that a stack?
Okay, so that's why I'm
is that what you're telling
fine.
Me?
No, so this is how it works. If you request to have it skipped,
uh-huh.
then you do have to check from time to time to have it unskipped.
Right, but on March 25th, when I spoke on March, wait a minute, let me find the date. Let me find this. No, on March 24th, when I spoke with Kalisha 3 weeks ago, the discussion, the message I left with her, the direction I left with her was hold everything until everything was in stock, whatever the next group of build-ups would be to ship out.
Okay. So to apologize, I don't know if there was a misunderstanding with her. But the way it works, if you request to have it skipped, then you do have to check from time to time and request to have it unskipped. If the system automatically does it and the items do become back in stock, then they are automatically incorporated back into the next shipment. But
here's
if you
my
request
dilemma.
It, we have to, you have to request all.
Right, but I
unskipped.
Requested that they not hold, that they do not skip anything, that they hold everything until it was in stock. So I've done that, saying I don't want to skip anything, yet Eagle Moss has chosen to send out the stuff minus two buildups, despite my direction 3 weeks ago. And frankly, 3 weeks ago was long enough ago that it shouldn't have been some screw-up in the system of shipping or not shipping. I mean, does that seem reasonable? Am I just being delusional here?
Okay, so like I said before, I don't know where the confusion was at the time that you requested to have it skipped or unskipped, but I can certainly
I understand
go ahead and
that, and I get that, and I understand that I didn't speak with you earlier. But my question is, how do I resolve this issue if on March 24th, the direction that we left on the file should have been, do not ship anything until everything in that series is available? If I made that request and it's being ignored, how, in fact, do I resolve the problem? Does this mean I need to call back repeatedly to find out where 23 and 25 are because I didn't request that they be shipped or skipped? I'm trying to get this. This is an unbelievable process, and I'm incredibly sorry he has started this. But that's not your issue. It's his issue, and apparently it's partly mine. So how do I get it so that you hold everything until it really and truly everything is in stock? If that's what I thought that I did on the 24th of March.
Okay. So I can go ahead and unskip 23 and 25. I wouldn't have a way to let you know when they would be available, because it's not, I don't have that update at this time. So if but I'm going to go ahead and unskip them. If they are available, your next shipment, the process, they will be going out. But if not, they may be skipped and have the next ones available go out for you.
So I guess what seems like an obvious question to me is, if you do these, if you are shipping out these buildups in the order that they should be assembled, how does one go from 22 to 24 and then from 24 to 26? If you need 23 and 25 in between, you just pile them up on the floor? I mean, it's not feasible. It's not reasonable if 23 and 25 need to go in between before 24 and 26. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm really missing something here. So when is his next shipment allegedly due, which has never been accurate, by the way, but can you give me your best estimate there?
The next scheduled date is tomorrow to process.
So what does that mean? It should be processed tomorrow, but you're telling me that 23 and 25 don't appear to be in stock. So obviously they won't be included in this next alleged shipment that we're getting.
Unfortunately, I do not have a list of what is in stock.
So what do they give you? I mean, they're making your job awfully difficult, frankly. Awfully difficult. You don't need people like me having a hissy fit over nothing. Well, if they don't give you the information, it's ridiculous. Which I know is not your call. I'm guessing you're not in charge. Just one of those wild assumptions I'm making. They don't tell you what's available. They don't tell you what's in the shipment.
Oh, my God.
So until it's processed, we would be able to know what's going to be shipped.
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. And I'm going to fly to the moon. That's also going to happen. Okay, so this is a pointless conversation. 23 and 25 are skipped, and apparently I will need to call back to find out where 23 and 25 are, because if the direction to hold everything until everything is available was ignored, I'm assuming looks like I requested that 23 and 25 be skipped. Is that a safe assumption on my part?
Yep, so if I can, I can go ahead and unskip them. And if they're available, they should process by tomorrow. But
okay.
I would not know until it's actually processed. But I can definitely go ahead and unskip those items.
Okay. That would be great. That would be helpful, perhaps.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No. Tomorrow? Nope. Nope. I'm fine. I'm not fine, but I guess I got as much as I'm going to get. Okay. So is there any way to have I have one other question, actually. Is there a tracking number or anything that comes on the $17.40 out of time thing, whatever that is, Blu-ray thing? Is there a tracking number that I can have for that? Because it's been a week and we haven't seen anything. And when I look at our postal service packages, I got nothing.
Yes, not really. Back to that. Get that information pulled up, provided to you. Okay. So I do have a tracking number.
Okay, can you give that to me?
It is
please?
9-2-7-4-8-9-0-2-7-7-9-6-0-0-2-0-0-9-6-7-9-3. And I did just pull it up. It's not showing any update just yet from the post office, but it has shipped from our warehouse.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. That's great. Okay. All right. So that's the tracking number for the package that's out there someplace that's floating around for a week or so. But the post office doesn't show it as anything, right? Because they don't have it yet. Is that what you're telling me? The post office doesn't even have it?
That's correct.
So the package that was the item that was allegedly, that well, not allegedly, that was in fact charged to us on April 8th, is still nowhere, is really what it comes down to, right?
Well, it did ship from our warehouse. So
well,
it
it's not. When I put that number into the U.S. Postal Service tracking system, it says it's not available. They don't have any information on the package.
Yes,
9-2-7-4-8-9-0-2-7-7-9-6-0-0-2-0-0-9-6-7-9-6-7-9-3.
Yes, the tracking that I gave you is the correct one. And yes, the USPS is currently awaiting the package.
Okay. All right. That's great. That's helpful. Okay. Thanks very much. I think we're all set. There's nothing yet you can resolve here.
Today?
No, you'll unskip this 23 and 25.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am. So you will unskip 23
Hello?
And 25. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
This call will be disconnected due to no response. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
I can hear you. Oh, my God. My God.